Welcome back, Inside Agriculture, Monday on the 1st of July, and we're hearing from Jason Grant, Virginia Tech Ag Econ Professor, talk about another category in Friday's USDA report that didn't get talked about much. It's a category USDA's been keeping track of for the last 5 years. The category called Not Yet Planted Acres. Jason, what's that?
Yeah, it's late planting, so it's intentions to plant soybeans or to plant corn or to plant wheat, but that haven't been planted for one reason or another. And so usually weather. So we had some flooding up along the Northern Plains. We had some flooding in Minnesota. We had some late planting going on there. Those acres still could go in. The question is, you know, how far does that push out harvest? And do we run up against weather in the late fall in those states, given that it's in the northern plains area? There's also in the south, there was some issues. So yeah, that is a key takeaway. That's the second largest, that sort of 12 point something million acres that are left outstanding, second largest in the last 5 years that's been collected. However, if you look at, we're about 97% planted across the 18 states that are tracked. Last year, we were 93%. The five-year average is 95%. We're still 97%. The crop condition is two-thirds or 67% good or excellent. That compares to 45% last year good and 12% last year excellent. So we're a little bit ahead on that category for crop condition. The other thing we have to keep an eye on is when soybeans flower, bloom, that sort of critical area in that growing season, how hot is it going to be this summer and into the fall, right? And what does the weather look like that? So there's still some question marks, even though the acreage is coming into clarity now. We have a pretty good idea of what the supply side of that balance table is going to look like in 24, 25. But there's still some question marks on, right? It's not in the bin. It's not at the elevator yet. So still some risk.
And now, of course, we've got this yield number that that Mother Nature and other things, but really Mother Nature has a lot to do with. And I thought that was great the way you just brought into it the crop conditions report, because we are in a fortunate situation from a crop conditions that we're at, got a high percentage of the crop that's being rated good to excellent right now. In your opinion, is this sort of exceptionally high that's good to excellent, or how do you see that?
Not exceptionally, but yeah, it's better than last year. It's a little bit above average. It's in good shape. Good shape. Yeah. 56% good, 11% excellent. For example, last year we were 45% good. So we're already 11 percentage points higher on the good category, which accounts for the bulk of where we're at right now. You add in the excellent category, it's about the same as last year. The excellent, that might be the 52 bushels per acre, maybe 60 bushels per acre. We'll see. But you know, if we have two-thirds of the crop in good to excellent, my thinking is USDA's yield number is perhaps attainable on average, you know, when we look across the U.S.
Ag economist from Virginia Tech, Jason Grant, along with Jim Sutter, CEO of U.S. Soybean Export Council, throwing in a question there. Jason's comments provided by the U.S. Soybean Export Council. This is Inside Agriculture. We've got one more break. We'll be right back.